Nevada's outgoing Republican Senator Dean Heller says improving veterans' issues, as well as passing the 2017 tax overhaul, were among his major accomplishments during his tenure in Congress.
KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
Speaking on the floor of the Senate, Heller used his farewell speech to colleagues to thank his family and staff for their support over the last 7 years, as well as to tout the work of his office. Among his accomplishments, Heller says he takes pride in what his office has done to improve the lives of veterans across the Silver State.
Once these men and women return home after leaving their families to fight for our country, it's our turn to fight for them and to make sure that each and every Nevada veteran receives the treatment they need, the services that they need, and the skills that they need to get a job to take care of their families. I see that responsibility as a duty and a privilege.
Heller also spoke at length about the passage of the 2017 Republican tax cut. He says the overhaul has helped boost the state's economy in the aftermath of the 2009 recession.
Nevada is booming. It's because this Congress delivered tax cuts that put more money in America's paychecks, their pocketbooks, and their pensions. And we advanced pro-growth policies that have led to more jobs, higher wages, and more opportunities for Nevadans.
Heller, who has served in elected office in Nevada for nearly 3 decades, was unseated last month when he lost his re-election bid to Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen from Las Vegas. That loss was due in part to his inability to address his controversial votes on repealing portions of the Affordable Care Act, as well as his close ties to President Donald Trump. After his address, several other senators spoke praising Heller, including his counterpart in the chamber, Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, who thanked Heller for his commitment to serving the people of Nevada. Paul Boger, KUNR News.